In the early days of high school football, there were a few shenanigans by some school teams and some games. One story I uncovered and had verified many years ago by an elderly gentleman and former coach before I came to KCHI had a player that played a lot. His name has been forgotten after all these years in research, but this talented gentleman played, I believe, for Richmond, Excelsior Springs, at least one town team, possibly two, and Chillicothe Business College, all at the same time. While things like this tended to happen, seldom were the repercussions due to the lack of a strong governing body at the time. Chillicothe was the victim of such a shenanigan in 1970 when the Hornets lost at Plattsburgh 27-0. In a Chillicothe newspaper article later in the season, it was pointed out that the game was carried out in a very unsportsmanlike manner and had suspicions about part of the Plattsburgh team. The Lathrop High School team had a Thanksgiving Day game scheduled with Plattsburgh, but the Lathrop superintendent received a call from a Kansas City, Kansas high school coach. Allegations were made that imported players were put into the game against Chillicothe several weeks prior to the article. Allegations were made in signed statements before a notary public that money was paid to an athlete for playing football with Plattsburgh and was offered to another. Players were playing without making passing grades. Undergraduates played with Plattsburgh. Players who enrolled after the second semester had played, and athletes more than 21 years old were playing. One possible result was that Plattsburgh may have been barred from the Northwest Missouri High School Association, but no follow-up article to the 1917 controversy was discovered. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.